Hey there, beautiful souls. This is Laura Bennett, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the wild world of relationships and self-love. And trust me, I get it, life can be a roller coaster, especially when past hurts and traumas are dragging us down. Today, we're diving headfirst into something super important: healing from past abuse and trauma. Because let's face it, sometimes those old wounds whisper in our ear, making us doubt ourselves, push people away, or even sabotage our happiness. But guess what? We don't have to live with that constant pain. Healing is possible, and it starts with understanding the impact of these experiences and recognizing that you deserve love, safety, and respect. Here's the deal. There are 5 key takeaways I want you to hold onto as we journey through this together. First up, acknowledge your experience. Yeah, you heard me right, give yourself permission to feel whatever comes up. Anger, sadness, fear, even guilt, all of it is valid. Bottling those emotions only makes things worse. Remember, acknowledging doesn't mean dwelling, it means accepting and honoring what happened. Ever felt like you're carrying around a heavy backpack filled with stuff you don't want to deal with? That's your past trauma. Now imagine unzipping that backpack and letting the weight lift. You deserve that kind of freedom. Next, break the cycle. We often unconsciously repeat patterns from our past, even if they are unhealthy. Maybe you find yourself attracting partners who mistreat you, or you struggle to set boundaries. Recognizing these patterns is a huge step toward breaking free. Think of it like this. You're wiring your brain, creating new pathways for healthier relationships and self-love. Thirdly, seek support. You don't have to go through this alone. Talk to a trusted friend, family member, or therapist. There are amazing people out there who want to help you heal and grow. Remember, vulnerability is strength, not weakness. Sharing your story can be incredibly liberating, like taking off a weight you've been carrying for too long. Fourth, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, even when things get tough. You're doing the best you can with the tools you have. Celebrate your victories, no matter how small they seem. Imagine giving that friend who's going through a rough time the same support and encouragement you would give yourself. That's self-compassion in action. And finally, remember that healing is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, moments of progress and setbacks. But keep moving forward, one step at a time. You are stronger than you think, and you deserve to live a life filled with joy, peace, and love. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah. She's been through a really tough breakup. It was abusive, emotionally draining, and left her feeling completely shattered. She's now isolated herself, pushing away friends, and constantly doubting her worth. But one day, she decides to seek therapy. She starts journaling, opening up to her therapist about the pain and anger she's been holding onto for so long. Slowly but surely, Sarah begins to recognize the patterns in her past relationships and how they've shaped her self-perception. She sets boundaries with people who try to manipulate or disrespect her. She starts practicing self-care rituals that bring her joy and peace. And most importantly, she learns to forgive herself for staying in a harmful situation longer than she should have. It's not about condoning the abuse, it's about releasing the grip it has on her life and making space for healing and happiness. Sarah's story is just one example of how seeking help, acknowledging your pain, and taking action can lead to incredible transformation. So remember this, beautiful souls. Healing from past trauma is possible even if it feels impossible right now. You are worthy of love, respect, and a life free from the shackles of the past. Embrace your journey, celebrate every small victory, and never ever give up on yourself. I'm rooting for you. And remember, if this episode resonated with you, hit that subscribe button, leave a review, and share it with someone who might need to hear these words today. You could be the light that guides them toward healing and hope. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.